Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How's everyone's weekend going? Hope everything's all well and everyone's doing good. So I do want to apologize once again. I know I was supposed to come on Wednesday. It's my normal. Wednesdays and Sundays are the only days that I handle the show on. And so I wasn't able to really get on Wednesday because I had totally got sidetracked. A friend of mine needed a ride home, and I had rushed right around the same time I was supposed to have the show, rushed to go pick her up and help her get her son from the daycare and take her home. So I was being a good Samaritan, so I totally forgot. And by the time I remembered, it was already past the time once again. So it was the last minute of a request to go pick up my friend. So that's what I had to do at the current time. So once again, my apologies. But I didn't say that I was going to be on that day anyway, but I knew I was supposed to be on. So for all my regular supporters, I didn't get a chance to come on like I was supposed to. So other than that, we are experiencing a winter snowstorm as of today. It's supposed to carry all the way up until Monday morning. But it's been nothing but ice. Nothing really has been on the ground as far as layers of snow. It's just been about a lot of ice and peltings of a little bit of hail. And so the roads were definitely terrible. What I wanted to say is that when there's always a good come up, there's always a setback that happens. Isn't that noticeable sometimes? And if we're all experiencing the same thing, if you're currently experiencing a setback after setback after setback, and I've talked about this before on the show, so hopefully, you know, when I talk about new things, I've had a new development of information for you, or your first time hearing the show, you can definitely send some feedback to help someone else. So that's why I do relive a lot of topics, so that way if the topic is new to you, it informs you, it helps you. And if you are first time listening, it helps out someone else if you can send feedback in. Okay, so setback after setback after setback has been happening, and it seems to be it's all in the financial area. So just like how to handle it, you know, it's like how to deal with it, how to go about things, and keep a positive outlook. So when a financial setback hits home, a lot of people like to do is they know right away if they can afford to be able to pay it off in a lump sum, or have to go ahead and get on a payment plan or get a settlement to pay it off. You know, you just got to take these setbacks in stride, because unfortunately life is not always going to be easy with a lot of things. And but what it is it's heartbreaking to be hit with a constant financial setback when you're trying to, you know, get your finances in order, when you're trying to get your business off the ground. It really is hurtful when you're trying to do all those things and bombard it with another high bill that you have to get on top of and pay off, and you have to pay these things off before they hit your credit, and pay this and that off before you get a fine or a lien. And it's terrible. It's terrible that we have to go through all these deadlines that this world and society has placed on us. So, but if you're not currently going through all of that, but you have some tips maybe that could possibly help people get financially manageable, then that's all great. That can help someone. Now, sometimes, you know, it takes to really being broken all the way down to be able to do things for yourself after you've already been through so much of a battle of trying to get where you want to be in life. It's just, it shows you more strength. It shows you more determination to get ahead of the grain. Now, some people look at it as, well, you know, I'm happy. I don't have that much of a responsibility is what I'm trying to say. You know how, like, you have a car note, you know, that's a responsibility, your rent, that's a responsibility, that's a definite responsibility, like, you can't go without paying those things, or you will lose those things for sure. So, you know, those are vital, vital things that we all need to get to and flow from work, to have a roof over our heads. We don't want to be homeless. So, but how many of you are actually, you know, don't have that type of financial responsibility, so the extra monies that you have can definitely go towards other things that rise above, rise to your attention. So that could be one thing, too. Some of you guys are, you know, not really having to deal with money, but not really having to deal with a car payment, so you're able to maneuver around when you get something unexpected comes your way. So for all who are dealing with that, that's pretty good. Because it's just, like I said before, if you have any tidbits or any topics or feedback for people that are struggling out there that are unable to get on point with what they're trying to do. But you know what I've also been told? There was just one person that told me, like, you know, they want to pay for everything out of pocket. You know, they don't want to take up a loan. They just want to pay for everything out of pocket. I'm not sure if I actually talked about this before with you all, but I do remember someone saying to me that they like to pay for everything out of pocket. They don't want to take out a loan. Understandable. But so not too many people are privileged to be able to do that. And I say that being as though many people's jobs are just not paying as much as they would like, and so they're not able to really fund something that they're really looking forward to obtaining, which could be a certificate, which could be a degree, which could be anything that you're trying to obtain. And their job is not offering enough hours, or the salary is not up to par. So that is definitely something to consider when you're trying to get across the financial setback. Now, there are financial setbacks that you cause in yourself, being as though being if you're consistently getting appliances where you have to put monthly payments, or you're consistently getting credit cards and all that is happening, that's not going to help you get across the financial grade if you're consistently putting things on your name. But if you have good credit and you're paying on them on time, then fine, things on their name and they're unable to pay for it. So, definitely the main thing is, while you're still trying to get your business off the ground, is to keep your name in good standing as possible. When I mean name, just your name, not just your name, I'm saying your social security, your lifestyle, you just try to stay positive, try your best to keep things intact. So that way when you come into, let's just say, a bump into your business, when you finally get to that level and you hit that plateau, you come into a bump and you actually need a loan, you don't have to worry about being denied because your credit was in good standing when you first started, you know, or you got it established as you were going along. And or if you come into an unexpected bill that can give you a grand dose of a setback, you know, you're able to A, pay it, or get a loan to help pay it, and then you could get smaller settlement payments to get that loan paid off. Now, things can happen in that nature. So, well, I wanted to go over something positive and good news. So I was hanging out with a friend. I just wanted to touch bases on setbacks, because it seems like I'm just hearing it a lot from a lot of people. And I don't think I haven't experienced any myself, so I have. It's just really sad when I hear it from people who are very talented, are, you know, really looking to have their dreams come true, but it just seems to be we're not being guided in the right direction, and or, you know, the connections we have are limited and or menial, because of the fact that everyone is looking for handouts and no one wants to do anything for free, and it's a lot going on. So, and I just think that sometimes it just really deals with your environment. I truly believe that. So I think it really is going to take to the point of me moving from where I'm currently at for me to be able to aspire as I would really like. And that same topic was discussed with my friend yesterday. If you're following me on Instagram, you see me post pictures. I was out last night with a friend. We were catching up old times. And she's a good connect. She really is. She's talented. She's beautiful. And it's just that she was feeling the same way. You know, we're in an area where people really don't want to help each other. And that's what I was telling you guys before. It's always best to help people. You know, try your best. You know, small businesses help friends get to the levels that they're trying to obtain, because trust me, the reward is 10 times greater than you ever believe. So I was being a good Samaritan today, and I just hope in hopes that, you know, when you help people out, when you're doing good things, you know, you get rewarded in ways that you definitely would dream of. And, you know, it's all going to be good. It's all going to work out in the end. Just try your best. You know, what the problem is with the whole financial thing is that if you leave a debt, it falls on your family, you know, in the event, God forbid, you passed away. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you didn't already know that, now you know that it does fall on your family, unfortunately. And, you know, even though I technically don't have a family of my own, like a little one and a husband and all that, so, but I do have a mother and a father, and, you know, I don't want my debts to fall on them, just like I won't want their debts to fall on me. So it's all about getting your name and your FICA score and your credit and your lifestyle in good standings, because, I mean, no pressure. But a lot of people, you know, financially, we hit rock bottom a lot before we actually start to see success. And it's a really hard thing to digest sometimes, because you don't want to hit rock bottom that way when you're trying to get yourself to a level where, you know, you don't have to worry about hitting rock bottom financially anymore. And it stresses you out a lot when you're just, okay, I got to pay this, I got to pay that, I got to pay this. And it's like, I look at it like, well, geez, you know, but like I said, well, depending on your responsibilities, if you don't have a house, if you don't have an apartment, you know, if you don't have a high car note, you know, I wouldn't say it should be no reason why you should have bad credit or a lot of things in your name. It's just keeping things simple, saving as much as you can, keeping everything in good standings helps you quicker when you're trying to do things for your business. When you're not on that path, I was going to say page, but either way, it just doesn't help when you're just constantly spending money. So other than that, all things will work out, though, in the end. It's just all in timing and being patient and getting things rectified. And so with that all being said, I did enjoy myself. I did enjoy myself last night being out. It doesn't happen often because I'm so focused on this whole getting ahead of this financial setback. And I've also been trying to pan out how I'm going to get a personal trainer. I definitely want a personal trainer, need a personal trainer. And to just not even maintain anymore. I'm looking to definitely lose more weight, tone up, and then maintain. Right now, I've just been doing the minimal because I've been so busy doing other things else. But at least I'm still exercising, in a sense. Walking is still considered exercising, and, you know, and I'm doing it a part of my job. So that's technically me being active. Now, eating, I'm thinking about going on a completely raw veggie diet. Of course, I'm going to have my meats involved, but that's what I'm thinking about doing. If you have tips on that, let me know. Other than that, I think peas have been really good for me, and a fiber diet has been really good. So I've been losing small, but still losing weight. So I appreciate my little efforts. So as I said before, it is a battle. You know, if you're still in the same train as me, and we could do this together. Just let me know you're out there listening, and we'll definitely work together. So as you can hear, the time is dwindling down, and I hope that you guys be safe out there. If you're dealing with this winter snow stuff like I am, you know, just be safe out there like I advise you all the time. Be safe out there, you know. Drive with caution, and definitely stay home as much as you can if you can. And I'll be back on and to talk with you some updates. I don't have much celebrity news to talk about today, so I'll save that for the next time I come on. And you guys have a great week. Try to, anyway. I know it can be a little difficult sometimes, but try to. And if you need anything business inquiry-wise, email me at my business email address, foryourimageloc@gmail.com. Or follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. And I'll talk to you guys again. You guys have a safe night, and be safe. and blessed.